Yes, let's go to Adam in London. They had a virtual parliament convening. Adam.
A very odd thing it was, yeah. 50 MPs were allowed in, and they all socially distanced. I mean, it was more than 2 metres, frankly. They were well spaced out. But then the rest was by video link and Zoom, which seems to be the platform everyone's going on these days. But, yeah, in virtual form, although the Speaker of the House of Commons reminded people that they shouldn't dress down just because they were appearing on camera from home. But all sorts of criticisms came up, all sorts of questions came up. But in particular, I think it was very interesting, they singled out how the UK did not sign up to the EU scheme to bulk buy personal protective equipment. The thought was that the European Union was quite quick on this and Britain could have sort of ridden on that bandwagon, but didn't. Now, why didn't it? According to the government, because they didn't get the right email. According to certainly some critics and other sources, it's because they simply didn't want to go with something that was EU at a time of Brexit, in which case, whoopsie-daisy.
Mm. How did Starmer go, the new leader, new Labour leader?
I mean, given that it's an odd parliament, as you say, a virtual parliament, he did pretty well, Sir Keir Starmer. Yeah, he asked couple of the right questions. He was asking about lockdown, about restrictions, and in particular about the lack of personal protective equipment, as any leader of an opposition should do. But it was a little bit of a hollow kind of session, a little bit of a hollow Prime Minister's questions, of course, given that we don't actually have a Prime Minister.
No, Dominic Raab. Dominic Raab took the questions.
He's still the man, the Foreign Secretary, standing in still for Boris Johnson, who is obviously taking some time to come back from this.
Mm. All right, Adam, good to talk to you. Keep well, look after yourself. You're very important to us. Adam Gilchrist in London.